Johnny Carson, the popular host of the NBC television's late night talk show Tonight, was once asked what he wanted the epitaph on his tombstone to read.
一個出名的電視清談晚間清談節目的主持人，他曾經被人問，他說你想在你那個墳墓碑上寫上什麼字呢？
Without hesitation, he replied, I will be right back.
他想都沒想，就說我會很快回來。He
used to say that whenever there is commercial break.
因為在他的電視節目裡面，每一次廣告的時候，他都會說一句話。
Of course, you should remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was the California governor and famous actor in Terminator series movies, used to say, I'll be back at the end of the movies to tell there will be more.
當然你也會記得阿諾孫氏新格的一個曾經是加州的州長，亦都是一個很出名的演員。他在他一出的電影系列裏面，就是那齣未來戰士裏面，很多時候他都說我會再回來，意思就是說他一出戲是會延續的，有續集的。
It is true that the only basis of our Christian hope of resurrection is the raising Christ from the dead.
咁呢個係咪真嘅呢？就係我哋基督徒嘅對復活嘅盼望個基礎，就係一個復活嘅基督同埋從死入邊復活嘅基督呢？
I'm not sure, but there will be more. I think some may say, but I would say, yes, that's it.
對有啲人嚟講呢，就會話，可能仲有啲嘢喎，我唔係好確定喎。但對我嚟講呢，我就會話係咁多㗎啦，就係咁多啦。Yes,
that is it.
係啦，就係咁多㗎啦。That's
one of the reasons why Easter Sunday is the most challenging day for a year for preachers as well as for those who are not sure about the resurrection yet.
所以呢個就係其中一個原因，點解復活 節一個嘅主日咧，對傳道者嚟講咧，係一個好重要嘅，喺一年入邊好重要嘅一個嘅時候，亦都係對嗰啲未認識耶穌、未接受耶穌嘅人都係一個好重要嘅時刻。
When faced with it, you have at least three options for how to respond.
就係當我哋面對復活一個事件嘅時候咧，我哋都有三個可以回應嘅唔同嘅方式。
First, you can stay bewildered.
第一，你可能會覺得很困惑。 You
can let this event knock you flat on your back and then stay there.
可能你會繼續的，會覺得很驚訝、很疑惑，就維持在一個狀況當中。
In second, you can engage in world-class denial.
第二個就是說，你可以絕對地去否定這件事。
You can look at the facts and ignore them.
你可以看見這個事實，但仍然都是置之不理。
On third, you can slowly, perhaps, assimilate this new information.
第三樣就是你可以慢慢地開始去理解這個事件。
You may get knocked as flat on your back as the next person by this new realization, but eventually you pick yourself up.
你可能都是因為一個很新的體悟，一個領悟，令到你都很驚訝的。
You embrace this new truth and then go through the long, sometimes painful process of reassessing life in the light of this new evidence.
你會是擁抱一個真理，然後慢慢地去，因為有一個真理的時候，你去開始去重整你自己的生命的過程。
In fact, the resurrection story doesn't have much description.
事實上，復活的故事不是有很多形容的。The
message is so simple and radical.
那個信息是很簡單，但亦有一個徹底的改革。Many
preachers will try to draw something from various symbols and illustrations.
有些傳道人嘗試從象徵或者插圖當中去講一些東西。
But we already knew those stories about butterflies and flowers.
所以我們都聽過那些故事，關於蝴蝶，或者關於花的故事。
Nevertheless, in reality, even a school child knows that When these things die, they do not come to life again.
但事實上呢，一啲嘅小學生都知道呢，當一樣嘢死咗嘅時候，就唔會話有翻個生命嘅。
At least not all of them are successful.
最低限度唔係每一個都可以咁樣成功嘅有翻個生命嘅。
A larva that dies in its cocoon will not sprout wings and fly.
如果一個嘅幼蟲喺佢嗰個繭入邊死咗嘅時候，佢唔會再有一個嘅翼去生出嚟飛嘅。
A bulb that rots in the ground will not push up from the ground in the spring and blossom.
如果一個嘅球茎埋藏喺地嗰度真係死咗嘅時候，佢唔會再生出開花嘅。
We don't need to cite a scientific statement for this.
我哋就唔需要再引用任何嘅一啲嘅科學嘅證據嚟去解釋呢啲啦。
We are certainly living in a very strange world.
就是、當然我們今天是活在一個 很奇怪的一個的世界當中，
where governments are sometimes oppress their people or betray them in other ways.
有時很多的政府呢，他們是會壓迫他自己的人民的，甚至是會出賣他們的，在不同方面去出賣他們。
Where people are homeless, starving, sometimes without jobs, even when they try very hard.
所以我們會看見有很多人是無家可歸的，是飢餓的，甚至是他們很努力之中仍然都是找不到工作的。
Where many good people are addicted on alcohol, drugs and gambles and other sports.
我們也都見到有些都算是好的人，但是他們會在毒品啊，或者是酒那方面啊，甚至是賭錢啊，各方面是上癮的。
Watching recent college basketball games, I thought about those coaches who are in the verge of laying off.
就當我最近喺度睇一啲嘅大學嗰啲嘅籃球賽嘅時候咧，我就諗到有啲嘅教練咧，實在佢已經喺一個被辭退嗰個嘅邊緣當中。
In these days, a coach remains a coach only when the win-loss record is his favor.
就是、今天來說呢，這些教練他能夠保住他的職位呢，就是他的球隊一定要成日贏。
Loyalty, faith, love is often not counted at all.
就是他的忠心，他的愛啊，一方面已經不是重要的了。
Hearing also the startling news of suicide here and there, I feel very sorry for those who gave up their lives for the false, misguided hope for the future.
就當我聽到有很多自殺的消息的時候，我都會很為到那些人去放棄自己的生命，為了一些去錯的對將來的盼望，一些錯 的思想來放棄生命，我都很為他們去傷心。
It is so true that nothing is secure, nothing is safe, and nothing is good forever.
但也是很對的，就是說真的沒什麼是俾到個安全我哋嘅，冇乜嘢真係完全嘅去真係會永遠都係咁好嘅。
That's why each of us find it easy to believe many bad news.
所以有時咧，我哋聽到一啲唔好消息嘅時候咧，我哋就好容易去相信。
And we often hear so much of it.
而我哋經常都聽到呢啲嘅消息。
Furthermore, nobody ever said life would be easy.
不過而且就亦都冇人話生活就係容易嘅。
We can sympathize with those who have lost hope because we know the struggles of life are difficult.
我們可以同情那些沒有希望的人，因為我們知道生命那個的困難是真的很現實的。
We are silent as we stand beside those who grieve because we respect the depth of their love.
當我們知道有些人失去了的，我們都是只是可以站在他側跟陪他一起去哀痛，因為我們知道他那個失去 是很傷痛的。
What we do not expect is the young man dressed in white terrors. Jesus is not here. He's risen.
我們沒有期待的就是會見到一個少年人穿著白袍，然後告訴我們耶穌已經不在了。
Jesus clearly said, I will be right back.
就耶穌很清楚地說到我會很快回來的。
But because of the frustration, because of the despair, because of the sorrow, they couldn't accept the word, Jesus is not here, he is risen.
但因為我們那個的惱怒，因為我們那個絕望，我們那個憂傷，我們根本不可以接受耶穌說過那句的說話，就是說耶穌已經不在了， 他已经是复活了。
There is a Korean proverb.
有一个的韩国的谚语是这样说。
There are two things that no one can do for other person.
有两样东西是没有人可以为另外一个人去做的。
The first, no one else can die for others' death.
第一就是没有人可以为另外一个人去死的。
And secondly, nobody can go to the bathroom for the other.
另外一个就是没有人可以为另外一个人去厕所的。
Well, I know you can think more things we must do all alone.
当然我们也可以想到很多事我们是要自己去做的。
For example, like dying, your birth is also yours own.
就好像死亡一样我们的出生都 是我们只是我们自己可以做的。
You must breathe for yourself, eat for yourself, and sleep for yourself.
我们只可以自己去呼吸自己去吃或者自己去睡觉。
But there's another thing you should do all alone.
还有一样东西我们都是要只是自己可以去做的。
Yes, you are believing.
就是我们的相信。
You should believe all alone.
我们 是只有是自己去相信的。
The Gospel of John tells that Mary came to the tomb alone while it was still dark.
在约翰福音那里就讲到玛利亚是天色仲黑的时候，佢就嚟到嗰个坟墓嗰度啦。
Find the stone rolled back and the grave empty, she ran to tell others.
佢睇见嗰个石头从坟墓嗰度挪开嚟咧，佢就去话俾其余嘅人听啦。
Peter and John started running together, but they reached the tomb separately.
彼得同埋约翰咧，佢哋两个一齐都系跑去嗰个坟墓嗰度，但系佢哋两个系唔同时间去到个坟墓嗰度嘅。
Alone, each looked into the grave.
他们各自入到去一个坟墓那里去看。
Each one entered it alone and so alone.
他们各自单独的去入到一个坟墓里面去观看。
We do not know what exactly he believed, but the scripture says that the beloved disciples believed.
我们不知道一个处所爱的门徒约翰看到什么或相信什么，但在圣经里面说他相信了。
However, Mary stayed at the empty tomb and was weeping alone.
而瑪利亞呢，她就自己一人留在一個空的墳墓那裡，在那裡哭泣。
She couldn't believe it yet.
她也都在那時候她不可以相信。
But suddenly there was a voice, Woman, why are you weeping?
但突然間她聽到一個的聲音，就是說，婦人，為什麼你哭呢？
Whom are you looking for?
你在這裡找誰啊？
Thinking it was a gardener, she answered, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
当时他以为这个是一个园丁，那就对他说了，先生，如果你将他的尸体移开了，请你告诉我听你将他放在哪里，我去那里去拿回来。
Then Jesus called her by name, Mary.
跟着耶稣就对玛利亚叫他的名字，玛利亚。
Mary turned and said to him, Rabboni, teacher, my teacher.
玛利亚即刻就转身过嚟，就对佢讲，拉波尼，我嘅老师，我嘅老师啊。
Then she went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord.
跟住咧，佢就跑去话俾其余嗰啲门徒听，就话我见到我嘅主啦。
Seeing, believing, and understanding are different aspects of our belief.
就是看见、相信和接受呢，都是一个信念的不同的方面。
Even though he did not fully understand the resurrection, the beloved disciples became the first believer while Peter was still wondering.
虽然当时一个主所爱的门徒，他都未完全明白到复活那个的意思，但他已经相信了，他成为一个第一个的相信者，而在当时彼得仍然都在度怀疑紧。
Upon what evidence？
系藉住一啲咩嘅事实咧
？The very least, an empty tomb containing grave clothes。
就系嗰个空嘅坟墓入边挤咗一啲原本系包扎个尸体嘅一啲布。
Mary on the other hand represent faith being formed another way。
但系玛利亚咧，佢嗰个嘅信念咧系。又從唔同嘅另外一啲嘅嘢嚟去建造嘅建立嘅。
The empty tomb did not even hint resurrection for her。
而 一個嘅空嘅墳墓咧，就對佢嚟講係冇提醒到佢耶穌嗰個復活。
It only saddened her with the assumption that Jesus' body had been stolen.
佢只係令到瑪利亞更加嘅憂傷，因為佢覺得耶穌嗰個屍體俾人哋偷咗啦。
Even the voice of Jesus does not at first stir her faith.
甚至當時耶穌嗰啲嘅聲音咧，都冇令到佢有翻一個嘅信心。
She was a follower, but she was certainly not out looking for a miracle.
佢係一個嘅跟隨者，但當然喺嗰個時刻，佢冇係去揾緊或者喺度期待有一個嘅神蹟。
Only when Jesus spoke her name did she believe.
但係就當耶穌真係嗌佢嘅名嘅時候，喺嗰個時刻佢就相信啦。
She is certainly transforming through the encounter with Jesus.
佢當然啦，即係喺一個嘅一個嘅遇見耶穌之後，佢就有一個嘅生命嘅改變。
From the misunderstanding to the belief and comprehension.
從一個嘅誤會去相信，而從去甚至去明白。
From weeping sadness and grief to witnessing the risen Christ.
從佢好憂傷嘅喺度哭泣，或者係喺度哀傷，去到佢係能夠見證一個復活嘅基督。
The presence and the calling of the Lord bring the full transformation of life.
就係耶穌嗰個嘅同在，耶穌嗰個呼召係令到佢嗰個生命係完全有改變。
It also moves us into the true dynamics of Christian life and community.
呢一度咧，個復活咧，亦都係推動我哋去到一個基督嗰個嘅生命同埋嗰個嘅社區嗰個嘅真正嘅動力。
I wish we all can hear the Lord Jesus call us, I mean each of us, by name on this Easter morning.
我希望亦都係我哋嘅主耶穌基督今日係會呼叫我哋。我意思就係話佢會係直接呼叫我哋每一個人嘅名字。
In the other hand, Mark tells the resurrection story very differently.
咁而馬可福音咧係講到一個嘅復活嘅故事嘅時候咧，就有好唔同啦。
In the Gospel of Mark, the brief enigmatic story of the discovery of the empty tomb comes at the end of the Gospel.
在馬可福音呢，一個很簡單的講到關於復活或者一個嘅空嘅墳墓一個嘅記載呢，是在馬可福音的結尾那裡的。
Many scholars believe that the verse 8 remarked the original ending of the Gospel.
有很多嘅學者呢都相信就係話，在第八節十六章第八節咧，就係整個福音嘅馬可福音嘅結尾嚟嘅，原本個結尾嚟嘅。
So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
他們就出來，從墳墓那裏逃跑，又發抖又驚奇，什麼也不告訴人，因為他們害怕。
Compared to triumphant certainty of the opening, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, it is a very hasty exit.
相比喺馬可福音嘅開頭，一個好勝利嘅、好肯定嘅一個嘅開頭，就講到神嘅兒子耶穌基督福音嘅起頭。相比之下，個結尾係好似好倉促嘅。
Why does such a strong beginning have such a strange and weird conclusion?
點解一個咁強嘅開頭喺結尾嘅時候係咁奇怪、咁古怪嘅呢
？Is there any missing ending？
係咪有啲嘢係冇喺度咧
？Well, why is it interrupted there？
點解突然間會咁樣停頓呢
？Certainly, the story was not finished yet。
咁當然啦，嗰個故事就唔係喺度停咗嘅。
With its sudden ending, the Gospel of Mark insists that it is not over yet。
在一個咁突然嘅停頓當中咧，是馬可福音係肯定嘅，就係話個整件事唔係就喺依度咁樣完咗。
Rather, it remarks a new beginning。
相反咧，佢係講到一個新嘅開始。
Different from John's account, Mark's story is simple and straightforward。
即係相比約翰福音嗰個記載咧，馬可福音嗰個故事咧係好簡單同埋好直接嘅。
Woman went to tomb to treat the body for burial.
那些婦人去到個墳墓那裡想處理那個的身體。
They wonder how they will get in such a large stone sealed grave.
就是他們都在懷疑他們怎樣進去呢，因為這個很大的石頭是封住了那個的墳墓的。
Upon discovering that the stone was rolled away, they entered the tomb and encountered a young man.
但當他們發現這個墳墓那個蓋住他那個石頭已經是滾開了的時候呢，他們就進去就發覺在當中有一個少年人。
They are frightened, but the young man speaks and gave them assurance and commissioned them to take a message to the disciples.
他們是很害怕，但是這個少年人呢就很肯定地給了他們一個肯定，還有委派他們呢是將這個消息告訴其餘的門徒聽。
Do not be alarmed. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is a place they laid him.
不要驚恐，你們耶穌已經不在那裡了。請看安放他的地方。你可以告訴他們門徒，和告訴其餘的門徒聽。
The woman departed in silence because of fear and say nothing to anyone.
但那些婦女因為她們驚恐，她們什麼也不告訴人。
Yes, strange and overwhelming fear.
是的，她們真的有很大的恐懼，而這個恐懼是籠罩了她們。
And the Gospel of Mark ended there.
而馬可福音音就停在這裡
了。Isn't it so much different from the today's Easter celebration?
就是這個跟我們今天的復活節的慶祝是很不同。
And here comes the question, why they were terrorized and amazed by the news?
那我們就會問了，為什麼他們一班婦女是會這麼驚恐，聽到這個消息的時候這麼驚慌，這麼驚訝呢？
What they are afraid of?
他們怕什麼呢？
Why the word he is not here makes them fled out of the tomb and become unspeakably feared?
為何聽到一句的說話，他不在這裡的時候，他們就立刻要跑開，離開了這個墳墓，然後變成這麼恐慌呢？
It is also obvious from the first word of Jesus when he appeared to them, be peace be with you, or don't be afraid.
就很明顯的，當我們看到耶穌第一次的復活之後，去見到他們的時候，會對他們說，願你們平安，還有說，不要害怕。
Yes, they were so afraid that and did not want to admit or believe Jesus' resurrection.
是的，他們當時真的很害怕，所以他們不願意去接受或者去相信耶穌已經復活了。
To examine why it is so important to know what the message of the resurrection are.
就是當我們去再繼續去看的時候，小心去看的時候，這個實在很重要，當我們去明白復活節的意思的時候，這個是很重要的一點來的。
The points of the resurrection can be summarized as two points.
就復活那個的意思呢，可以用兩點來去總括。
The first one is that God raised him from the dead.
第一個呢，就是說神是叫他從死裡復活。
And second thing is that Jesus now became Emmanuel.
第二點呢，就是講到說耶穌現在成為以馬內利。
It means that he lives among us.
意思就是說他與我們同在。
The life of Jesus was not ended as a private life, but his life became the righteousness of God which will judge the world.
而耶穌那個生命就不是停留在他自己的身體那個的死亡，而反而他是變成了神的公義，是審判世界的。
He became the beginning of the new year, which will be completed with the last judgment.
他這個的復活是開始了一個新的紀元，是以最後的審判來去結束的。
Also, his resurrection became the ruler for judgment.
而耶穌那個的復活呢，就成為審判那個的尺度。
They didn't want to believe or admit it because they did not want to accept the fact that he,whom they abandoned totally became the righteousness of God.
他們不想去相信或者去接受，因為這個曾經他們是遺棄的，今天他成為了神的公義。
In other words, for those who betrayed Jesus, it means the exposure of their terrible behaviors and denial of Jesus.
而對於那些 出賣耶穌的人來說，這一件事是顯露了他們那個的罪，也是顯露了他們那個對神那個的否定。
Surely they understood the resurrection of Jesus as a judgment rather than an anticipating celebrity event.
當然他們是明白因為復活，耶穌的復活就是一個作為一個的審判，而不是說他們去期待或者去慶祝這個的事件。
Then what it means to us today?
對我們來說，今天這個復活對我們有什麼意思呢？
Yes, it calls for the life according to the life of Jesus who died on the cross.
祂是就叫我們去活一個生命，就好像耶穌基督的生命，一個死在十字架上耶穌的生命。
For those who do not want to live according to Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus, the Easter event is the judgment.
對於那些是不願意按住耶穌的生命來去活的人來說呢，復活節對他們來說是一個的審判。
Because it will expose all the faults and sins they committed.
因為他真的顯示到我們每一個人所犯的罪。
But for those who are trying to live the life according to the life of Jesus Christ, it is celebrative, anticipating event because they knew His love and compassion.
但對於那些是嘗試是按住耶穌基督的生命來去活的人來說，復活節是一個慶祝的，是一個我們期待的一個的事件，因為我們知道神的愛，神那個的憐憫。
In that sense, I wish and pray that all of you can claim that you belong to those who believe Emmanuel, the risen Christ.
在這樣的情況，神我是很希望也是禱告，我們每一個人都是屬於那班是相信以馬內利的，就是說是相信這個復活的基督的。
He's not here. He's risen. He's alive.
他不在那裡了，他已經是復活了，他已經是活著了。
Is it good news to you or bad one?
這個對你來說是一個好的消息呢，還是一個不好的消息呢？
Is it fearful or celebrative?
是你會是覺得是恐懼啊，還是你是很慶祝的，很開心的？
It's totally depend upon your faith and your attitude about it.
這個完全是看看你那個的相信，你那個的態度是怎樣。
Not only things in the past, but also it calls for your commitments.
不單只是講到我們過去的事情，這個也都是要求我們有一個的委身。
It also calls for spiritual renewal.
也都是要求我們有一個在屬靈裡面的更新。
And that is the one you should do all alone.
而這件事呢，就只有我們自己去做的。
I mean, no one can do for you.
意思就是說沒有人可以幫你去做的。
In many ways, we are like those first disciples.
但很多方面來說，我們都好像那些早期最初那班的門徒一樣。
We are like the woman coming to the grave that day.
我們也都好像那些婦女那天去，在當日去到個墳墓那裡。
They heard the promise of Jesus that on third day, he would be raised from the dead by God the Father.
就他們都聽到耶穌曾經有一個應許，就說在第三日之後他會是神會是叫他從死裡面復活的。
They heard Jesus promise to the thief on the cross, Today you will be with me in paradise.
他們也都聽過耶穌在十字架上跟那個隔離那個的強盜說，今天你與我會在樂園那裡。
They had heard, I am the resurrection and the life.Whoever believes in me will never die.
他也都聽過耶穌曾經這樣說，復活在我，生命也在我，凡信的人他是不會有死亡的。
But on that morning, when they came to the grave, they came expecting death.
但在那個的時候，當他們去到這個墳墓的時候，他們期待的是死亡。
Just like them, even though we have heard the promise of GodOver and over again,
我們好像他們一樣，就是我們都聽到神那個的應許，重複的重複的去聽到的。
Don't we come to our graves expecting death?
但我們去到這個的墳墓的時候，我們都是不是一樣的期待著死亡呢？
Yes, for deep down in everyone's soul, there is pessimism that believes that this is all there is.
是的，很多時候可能在我們每一個的人的心靈的底處呢，我們都有一個很消極的想法，想法就是說 一切嘅嘢就係咁樣噶啦。
They put you in the box, they put you in the grave, and in time, the box and the vault will decay, and your body will decay like all the others.
就係佢哋可能係佢哋係會將你擠喺一個嘅盒入邊，擠喺個墳墓入邊。但係時間過咗啦，依個盒一個嘅你嘅嗰個身體，有一日都係會腐爛嘅。
Sigmund Freud calls it the death instinct.
阿富伊洛佢就講就話依一個心理學家佢就話依啲咧就叫做死亡嗰個嘅本性。
It is common to all human beings and all animals.
係所有嘅人類或者甚至動物都係一樣嘅。
He said we all have this instinct.
佢話咧，我哋每一個人都有一個嘅直覺。
Deep down inside is this fear that this is all there is.
就喺我哋嘅心底嘅深處咧，我哋每一個人都有一個嘅恐懼，就話係咁多噶啦。
So we come to the graves of life, the graves of our mothers and fathers, and grandma and grandpa. We come to deathbed of the life, and we finally come to our own deathbed. And we quietly pray, I believe, help my unbelief.
所以好多時我哋去到一啲嘅墳墓，我哋嘅父母嘅墳墓，或者我哋嘅祖父母嘅墳墓，或者去到一啲嘅病床嘅旁邊，甚至有一日我哋去到我哋自己個病床嗰度，我哋會好安靜嘅喺度禱告，就話我相信，求你幫助我嘅唔相信。
And we die, we sleep.
咁跟住我哋就會死亡，我哋會睡覺。
And then we awake and say, "Wow, it is so incredibly beautiful."
跟住我哋就會醒繼來，然後就會發覺，哇，原來係咁靚嘅。
Stunned, we are astonished, amazed, and awestruck, dazzled, and dumbfounded at the beauty that God has prepared for you and me.
就跟住我哋就會好驚訝、震驚，直情係好。眼花撩亂嘅，睇見神為我哋準備嘅一切咁美好嘅嘢。
The Apostle Paul rightly said, "No eyes can see, no ear can hear, no mind can imagine the good and wonderful things that God has prepared for us."
就好似保羅曾經都咁有寫過，就話神為愛佢嘅人所預備嘅，係眼睛未曾看見，耳朵未曾聽見，人心也未曾想到嘅。
But the problem is still the godless life, which the scripture mostly worried about.
但個問題就係依一啲冇神嘅生命，依個亦都喺聖經入邊時時所憂慮嘅。
Many contemporaries who do not believe God anymore even do not know how terrible and how shameful to live without God.
就係今日現代嘅人好多都唔再相信神啦。佢哋亦都唔知道就係冇神嘅生命實在係幾可怕嘅。
The scripture tells us that the godless life is the condemnation for sinful man and death itself is wage of sin.
就喺聖經入邊就話俾我哋聽，呢啲冇神嘅生命就係罪，係而罪嘅工價乃是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
但係唯有喺神入邊，我哋有永生，呢個係聖經所耶穌基督入邊嘅俾我哋嘅永生。
The resurrection of Jesus cannot be the good news for those who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
呢一個嘅復活嘅主唔可以係對嗰啲唔信嘅人嚟講，唔會係一個嘅好嘅消息。
Rather, it continues to be the fear and anxiety for them.
但係對佢哋嗰啲唔信主嘅人嚟講，係會繼續係一個嘅懼怕，一個嘅焦慮。
But it is surely the goodness to those who choose to believe that God is with them and try to live according to the life of Jesus.
但對於嗰啲選擇去相信耶穌嘅人，或者係按住佢嘅生命嚟去活嘅人嚟講，依一個就係一個好消息。
Whether they live or sleep in God.
無論佢係喺神入邊係生活嘅，或者係喺度睡覺嘅。
Yes, it is good news about the goodness of God.
係嘅，依個對。是一个好消息，是讲到关于神的善的一个好消息。
God's goodness prevails. Thank you, Lord.
神那个的善是战胜了，我们多谢主。
I'd like to finish today's message with proclamation.
我愿意在今天我们完结一个的讲道的时候，是用一个的宣告来去讲完结。
Everyone please respond. The Lord is risen indeed.
我哋一陣間咧係同牧對牧師有一個嘅回應，就係話主真的復活了。
If I claim Christ is risen，
當牧師話基督係復活
，Christ is risen，
主真的復活了。
Amen。
阿門。